Good morning, Pop Chasers, and good morning, Hot Off the Mess listeners. I know that you're probably like, what is this random podcast that's in my feed right now? And if you remember me, I'm Allison Pivovarsky, the host of Pop Chaser, but also friend of the pod when it comes to Hot Off the Mess. And there is no new Hot Off the Mess episode, but we didn't want to leave you guys high and dry at the dip and not bring you the content that you deserve. So I am going to take the reins today, but I am joined by none other than my friend of the pod, Kaya Wilson, who is the social media manager for The Dip, also co-hosts a podcast called Bravo While Black. So consider this episode Pop Off the Mess While Black. And it is an honor, a tip of the hat to That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana. And we're just comboing all of the episodes all of the podcasts for one fantastic episode that you guys are going to get all of your pop culture content that you want. Kaya, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me. And also thank you because I am a huge fan of both Pop Chaser, which I've been a guest on probably too many times, but I won't be going anywhere. But I'm also a huge fan of Hot Off the Mess. So I want to thank the Hot Off the Mess audience for having me.
And we obviously cannot fill the shoes that Sam has left for us today, but we will do our best. And we do have a lot of things that we want to get to. So we're going to kick it off with a few things that have been happening in Hollywood. And one of those is the Salt Lake City mega episode that occurred on Sunday. We won't go too deep into Bravo because we do know that Bravo is more of an end of week thing for Hot Off the Mess, but for Pop Chaser listeners, I know you guys are probably thinking, like, whoa, what happened in the not so peaceful gardens that Jenny brought us to? That wasn't peaceful at all.
It wasn't peaceful, but something about them sitting at that table, it reminded me of that famous painting of Jesus, like at the last dinner.
The Last Supper.
Like
that famous one.
It was giving the Last Supper vibes.
I mean, it really was. My favorite detail was so small, but it was the table was in the grassy area, and all of these women, minus Jenny and Lisa, who wore platforms, which they made very known, were wearing stilettos and were just sinking into the grass every time they walked. So like when Jen was like trying to dramatically storm off to go sob, she could not take a step. Because her feet just kept sinking into the grass. It was so funny. And that is why, like, it is those moments in Bravo that just, like, really rejuvenate you. Because you're like, oh, I'm so over this Mary stuff and this Jen stuff. But then you see things like that and you're like, I'm back in.
Just things about being, like, a woman, you know? Yes. And so you see these details that not many people get. But, like, us as women or even anyone who wears heels, it's just like, my God, that must be torture.
And I don't know how to navigate that. You walk on the balls of your feet, I guess, but I don't have the balance for that. I don't have the core strength for that, but no. That was so good. The dinner or the luncheon itself, I did think it was kind of shady of Jenny to like not give Meredith a heads up. With that said, I think she and probably the producers knew that Meredith would not come if she didn't have that heads up. And also I kind of have to say, like, Meredith, like, what did you think was going to happen?
Exactly. Everyone's going to be there. Everyone has questions. This is like the first group gathering. So I'm sorry, babe. You just have to take it and go. Babe.
No, that's just showbiz, baby. And I will say I've been waiting for the Lisa Meredith blow up. And we didn't really fully get it, but we got a good amount of it. And whose side are you on? Because I do have to say, like, Lisa just did not stop screaming. And I don't think that she even means to be screaming. I just think she naturally speaks at like an elevated volume plus at like two times the speed of a normal person. Yeah. So it comes off. So, I mean, it's just adrenaline fueled for her, I think, and probably Coke from McDonald's fueled because she loves that drive through. And I think that like, that's what we were getting, but that could not be the more opposite of Meredith as a person who is like, she's on some type of a cocktail that I have inquired about in past episodes. And so I think that like them kind of butting heads, I'm like, oh, this is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. It's a culmination of what we're going to get in the next episode. It's just that we've been seeing it build all season, though. Mm-hmm. Meredith feels that Lisa should not be friends with Jen. So for Lisa to ask Meredith, can you please stay here for me? For me, please.
I need your support.
I would have been like, where were you when Jen was harassing my child, my family, on Twitter? And you, because she just kept saying, like, Jen never did anything to me. Jen's good to me. She's a good friend of mine. I have a friend who I, in high school, had this guy who my mom always said, no, he just has a crush on you, Allison. But it was really, he was just a bully. He was mean to me. And one of my best friends at the time, and she still is one of my best friends, but one of our biggest fallouts was she kept saying, like, well, I'm friends with him and he's never done anything to me. And I was like, the kid literally, like, bullied me. And that is, like, a big thing. Like, you cannot just, like, I'm going to say it. If I'm your best friend and you hate someone, I hate that person too. Am I wrong?
Oh, 100%.
Ride or die.
Definitely the way that I am. But also, I am one of the people that felt like Brooks was fair game because he's on the show. I know that's her child.
I get it.
Why Meredith is going 100% for him. I did not like anything that was, you know, talking about his sexuality, but I'm just saying, like, in general, he's fair game because he wants to be on the show. And
oh, yeah.
He's still
hungry for it.
But Lisa Barlow cannot ask for that same loyalty without giving that loyalty.
Right.
And this comes from a Lisa Barlow stan. Like,
yes,
I'm a stan, but I can also recognize when she is wrong. And in this situation, she's wrong. She's being hypocritical. And Meredith is right to feel the way that she does because it's just all so confusing. It's like Lisa is friends with Jen after completely, like, ignoring her. I don't even know where that comes from. And then going back to Jen and having a luncheon with her. And it's like, no, I'm here for you. And now we're at Jenny's, you know, event, and she's just all over the place. And I just don't understand what's going on because she's usually like the calm, cool, mm-hmm. collected one. And all season I've been writing hard for Lisa, and I still feel the same way about Lisa when it comes to Heather and Whitney. Whitney is always trying to catch Lisa in an aha moment. I feel like she just wants to be her friend, and it's very weird. But for Lisa to ask Meredith for this kind of loyalty, and she's been kikiing with Jen till this very day, it's not fair.
Mm-mm. Where do you fall on Mary?
There's something about Mary.
I died when she was like, I hope you're guilty. I mean, innocent. I don't know why I said that. Like, that is going to be taught in psychology courses across the country for a Freudian slip.
We need to, like, study her, like, everything about her. Obviously, I don't like, her racially insensitive remarks.
Oh, my God. It's like,
we do not need another Ramona.
Is she that tone deaf that, like, even in the preview when they show and Jenny stands up to her and is like, I didn't like the slanted eyes comment.
She goes,
I love slanted eyes. And you're like, what are you doing? Are you that ignorant? And I actually think she is because she lives in this closet of a bubble.
Yeah. And I feel like it's because she's also in Utah. You know what I mean? Like, Utah can be certain parts of it, especially when you're in a bubble, can still be years back.
Go but off on Utah.
Mary in general is just, I can't look away. Everything that she does, even her conversation before she went to Jenny's, like, event, she was at her son that she was talking to. She's like, can you bring me the jacket with the Balmain?
Was that her son? I didn't know if it was her husband. No, I thought it was her husband, but with the grommets. And he's like,
I don't know what that is. And he's like, okay, whatever. But it's just everything that she does is just,
you know who would have, though?
So her out of cousin. Touch. Yeah. Her cousin that no longer works for her.
No, she kicked her out. I don't know if she kicked her out, actually. She is so out of touch. And, but at the same time, like, you're so right. Like, look, I will say, like, I think Whitney is skating on thin ice with some of the stuff she's saying about Mary. No, I'm not even talking about like true or not. Like, just the fact that, like, at one point in that, like, weird yoga surf thing that her and Lisa did, I don't know. And you cannot pay me to do that. But she was just like, so it sounds like all of the accusations are true. And I was like, what, where, what are you doing right now? Like,
and she goes to the confessional and she's like, I don't feel comfortable speaking on it because I don't want my family to become a victim of it. But you literally are bringing it up. Not only are you bringing it up, but you literally want everyone to support you in accusing Mary of these allegations, when it's just very weird how they're treating Mary, when it's like, okay, Mary has stuff out there on the internet. And, you know, this Cameron storyline has been introduced, but legally she's not accused of anything.
No.
And you're going harder on Mary than you are on Jen, especially Heather. It's just like, where are your, where, like, exactly, the lines, what are your morals?
What lines do you draw? Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I really do love Heather. She has so many good moments. Got a lot of questions about her brother, specifically when he was like, talking about the founder of the Mormon church, and he goes, he married a 14-year-old. That's weird.
At the least. Yeah. At the least, it's weird.
At the least. And Heather's just like nodding. She's like, uh-huh, don't Google things. It's like, what? Anyway, when Heather like says that she will be by Jen's side, whether it goes the right way or goes the wrong way, up to interpretation, which one is which for each person involved. But like, that just, I'm kind of like, I don't get it. But I still think that there is such an, look, if I'm not going to psychoanalyze the woman, but I will very briefly. Clearly she has abandonment issues, because when she left the Mormon church, they turned their back on her.
Right.
And so I think that, like, for her, she probably grasps onto relationships so intensely that it can probably be really detrimental to her, but she's so worried that that person's going to turn their back on her. With that said, I think Jen also knows that, and uses that to her advantage, which is so messed up, because that's what we saw. Like, Jen takes advantage of her so much as a friend. And we saw that in season one without all of the legal drama.
But she literally hit her physically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's just like, I'm going to stand by her. But Mary, on the other hand, let me accept this $10,000 purse and let's talk about her church. It's just, the whole thing is just very weird. And I think that it's because Whitney does not have a storyline. That's what's happening. That's why she's deflecting. And they're comparing Whitney to MKE. And I'm like, that's not it. MKE she was in the FBI, whereas Whitney is reading something and sending it out, and that's it. Mm-mm.
MKE came in her conductor outfit, choo-choo, down to San Diego or wherever they went for that one fateful birthday party. And she was ready to stir up so much shit. Like, MKE Biden. That's not her last name. Let's just not forget.
Biden.
But yeah, no, Whitney is no Megan King Edmonds, Megan King Biden, whatever her new last name is. She is also, I can't remember if I said this on Pop Chaser, but I'm concerned about her finances. So I just am appreciative that her husband is like, I'm not going to be alive forever. And I'm trying to like have you go into bankruptcy when I die.
And I feel like maybe Whitney and Heather, like, instead of like trying to do the storyline where they kind of like out Mary, maybe they should go and out maybe like the Mormon church instead. And like, it would make more sense if they would seem less like hypocritical, because for Whitney to have a 3-hour conversation with Cameron, it's out of place. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, you're totally right. Oh, that, I hated that. I totally am team Lisa on that, with like, it's weird that you're like reaching out to my friend. Mm-hmm. And when Whitney's just like, well, I am finally in the crosshairs of Mary and I wanted to find out for myself. It's like, what?
You're putting yourself there.
She's putting herself in that situation. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Salt Lake City. I am looking forward to, I mean, they can't, I love it. I am blue.
I have one last question. What? Okay, do you think, okay, well, when Jen said that she swears on, like, her father, her kids, her sons, the Holy Spirit, did that change anything for you? Like, do you think that she is, okay?
No, and I'm not here to be, as Heather says, I'm not here to be the judge and jury, but somebody will. That's how the court works in March 2022. Be there. And so I'm not, like, that aside, I hate when people do that because it's such a manipulative tactic, whether you are innocent or not. It was so cliche. I was like, come on, girl. Come on. I used to do that with, like, my grandma. May she rest. She was dead already. And I mean,
but
like,
give
I did that.
Me pause if she didn't already lie about Sharif's internal bleeding. I would maybe, you know, think about it and like, oh, well, she's swearing on her father, but she lied about her husband having internal bleeding. So I can't change my mind because she decided to swear on, you know, everyone's life.
Everyone. Okay, let's cross the country to New Jersey. We got our first look at the trailer and oh my, I've never wanted to summer in Jersey more.
It gave everything that needed to be gave. That trailer from beginning to end, like, first of all, okay, Dolores just popped up with her new boyfriend who is hot as fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that she broke up with her original boyfriend.
The doctor?
Yeah, like, I didn't even know that. But that trailer just came just in time. It did. So good.
So, okay, a lot of fighting, obviously. Right. Was there one moment that stood out to you the most? And I'll tell you what mine is. It's what I think is about to be a fight between Gia and Joe.
Chills.
When she's like, that's when I leave. I was like, oh my God, you are your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest. Like, I get it. Gia. 100%. Look, I think that Joe Giudice, POS. 100%. What he did to that family, I 100% put blame on him. With that said, like, Joe Gorga just has to stop because especially, like, I know how much he cares about those girls. Like, they love their father so much and they are still so young that, like, they have the opportunity to hopefully continue to build a relationship with him no matter where he is. And it just bums me out to see, like, Joe Gorga, like, maybe affecting that. I just don't like it.
Yeah, because it's already like he can't be in America. They have to go to the Bahamas, the closest, to see their father, if not Italy.
Yeah.
So let it go.
Just let it go. Like, it's already a terrible situation. Like, just stop. We know he sucks. You don't have to keep telling us. It just makes you look worse.
It does. What do you think Melissa and Jackie are arguing about?
I have no idea.
That was the most confusing, but also...
And it was aggressive.
Violent.
Open hand slap
moment in Real Housewives of New Jersey. Well, we know that New Jersey, they're scrappy over there, even though Bravo does not.
I know how you girls like to tussle, as they say.
They absolutely do like to tussle in Jersey.
They like to tussle. I mean, because then we also had Teresa trying a table flip 2.0, but this time just kind of clearing the table at Margaret. And we had, I mean, everybody was fighting. Jennifer and Bill, not divorced, but I'm wondering, like, if it's going to come out throughout the season because, like, I'm watching this and I'm like, you guys seem like you're hanging on by a thread unless I'm missing something.
Right. It looks like she hates that man.
I know. And that's it. I mean, do you know what's so crazy, though, is, like, you guys watch this trailer and this is the only city you will ever see just as much husband as you will wife. And that really is a testament to our house husbands.
That's what I think is just like the Married to Medicine men and the Real Housewives of New Jersey men, they are husbands.
Yeah.
Like, those are husbands. And I don't mind seeing them because they do it the right way. You know?
Yeah. They're fun. I enjoy watching them. I enjoy like these couple trips. Like I'm Nashville, here we come.
Take me home, country road.
Yes.
Okay, so the Louis of it all.
Oh, God.
That's what I was kind of wondering, where they're going to give Louis, like, the Louis beatdown, because we got a little bit of, you know, Margaret dropping hints about him, but I feel like we didn't see enough of Louis' snakiness and skeeviness. Are they saving it for the season? Has Teresa made them cut some of it out? Because I hear that they may be getting a spinoff. I don't know how true it is.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I heard they might be getting a spinoff. And in the same way.
But do you think it's going to be like Portia Family Values, where it's like a limited series kind of thing?
Yeah, it's going to be a limited series for sure. But with Portia's Family Matters, they get into it all. Like, I thought it was going to be a very like controlled PR stunt making Portia look good, but no, her family is like calling her out, saying all the things about Simon, saying all the things about her, their actual like family. So if they do a Teresa and Louis spinoff, I want them to really get into it, the nitty-gritty, the ex-wife, the weird trips, all of it. Like, I want them to dig into it.
Right. Yeah, I want it all. And that's what I like about Portia Family Matters, is that it is like, it doesn't paint anybody in like a good light. And because like, look, and I love Portia, don't get me wrong, but it is honestly, it's so real. Mm-hmm. I don't think Teresa's going to let that happen. And Portia, good light or bad light, has always been game. And now I kind of get worried because you've got Teresa who like in this trailer alone is like, why are the cameras still filming? And I'm like, oh, you're keeping things from us. How
when they're
dare
in the car,
how dare
and she's
you?
Like, there's cameras here. Really?
Yes.
There's cameras in the car on New Jersey.
Yeah. That was like some Selling Sunset finale, Heather and Tarek. Stop the cameras, the cameras, the cameras. But I mean, look, and don't get me wrong, when Teresa got mad at the producers, was that 2 seasons ago on Jersey when she threw the cup, or was it last season? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think it was 2 seasons ago.
At the like pool party at the party. Yeah, it was not last season. You're right. Because last season we kicked it off at what's his face's B-Day.
And you know what's sad is that, like, I know we're talking about how Teresa isn't showing enough of herself, but what's sad is that on Ultimate Girls Trip, she literally admitted, she was like, I have never had a good season on my show. And while I was like, wow, what a statement, I kind of did feel bad for her because Melissa was right. She named everything that happened. It was the bankruptcy. It was then Joe, and then both of her parents died. And now it's like, girl, you got Louie. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I hope it doesn't work for you, but I don't know if this is going to be a good season either. So
no, I don't either. Okay. Other trailers that we got yesterday, Euphoria season 2. I am so excited. I can't express.
Rue Hive, please make some motherfucking noise, because our girl's back and she's worse than ever. And obviously that's a bad thing.
What's going on with her? What's in that suitcase? I couldn't grasp it when they opened it up.
I have no idea. She's like getting kidnapped. She clearly, is going to the meetings, but she's not sober at all.
No. Jules and her seem to reunite, but in kind of a terse way. It does not seem like things they're not on good terms.
Right.
The real star of the trailer is always Alexa Demi for me, but also Sydney Sweeney was really giving me some Dolly Parton vibes in that one look. Is she dating Jacob Elordi's character?
That's the vibes that I was getting, but I wasn't sure. Like, I didn't even want to say it out loud because I'm just like a Maddie stan. But I'm like, I hope I am not seeing what I think that I am seeing.
I know.
I hope that my eyes are deceiving. And also that new character that Rue seems to be possibly dating.
Maybe dating, yeah.
One fine person.
Yeah, truly. I love the show. It does not seem like, it seems like it's just going to get more and more complicated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have to, God bless these teenagers. Because you know what I was dealing with in high school? It was like,
not this.
I was like, oh my God, I've got soccer practice after school, but I want to go to the mall with my friends. Meanwhile, Rue is straight up running into head-on traffic down a street while, God bless her, Storm Reid is screaming out the window, stop her.
Poor mom. Like, why do I feel like my teenagehood is just completely different than every single show. Like, my mom knew where I was 24/7. And this was before, like, find my phone.
No.
Like, this was, if you don't answer your fucking phone, like, I'm going to come in to get you. So I don't understand why this is not the situation, but I'm glad to see it. Zendaya herself said that it's just going to get darker. It's not going to be a happy season. It's not going to be a fun season. It's not going to be anything that we, where we find like resolution or happy endings. And I'm like, break my fucking heart. Go ahead.
Oh God. I mean, I still think about the finale so much. So I'm ready.
I rewatched Euphoria just like, you know, in 2 days. It's like a 2-day watch.
Yeah. That's not hard at all. That's not heavy. That's like a cry for help, Kaya. I'm just watching Euphoria. Euphoria.
The episode, you know, the episode where she, you know, almost overdoses. Obviously, you know, just some light Wednesday watching.
The episode where she's banging on, is his name Fez, her drug dealer?
He's
Fez's
so fine.
Door, and he is, and he, she's like, you did this to me. That episode, like, I had to take, like, a mental health break because it was so good. I'm convinced that's, I mean, look, I think Zendaya is incredible the whole season, but that's, I think that's what won her the,
Because
it was unreal. If you guys haven't seen that episode, I don't remember what number it is, but there's only, like, 8, so you can find it easily.
Right.
Okay. The other thing we need to discuss is, why do men, part 854?
Right. And it's not a question mark. It's a period after why do men.
Why do men?
It's period. A statement.
And that is, so obviously last week, if you missed it, and I can't imagine you guys did, Ben Affleck had the audacity to say that if he was still with Jennifer Garner.
Right.
He would still be drinking. And in his mind, he said he was in a relationship that he didn't want to be in, but he didn't know how to get out. So the way he found an out was by drinking a bottle of scotch. Now, that deserves the put litter where it belongs emoji, which is Ben Affleck. In this case, he's the litter and it's in the trash can. But now, okay, so then the rumors came out that J-Lo, who we know doesn't put up with shit,
right?
C: Alex Rodriguez, and Madison LaCroix rumors.
Right.
She took 5 from that one. She was offended by it. And obviously, like,
I was like, yes, you should be. That's embarrassing. Drag his ass. I hope she's cursing him out behind the scenes, giving him Jenny from the
block. Honestly, do it in front of the scenes. I'm fine with it.
See it.
Take the stage, sis. Anyway, now Jennifer Lopez herself has exclusively spoken to People on how she wasn't offended.
Is why, though, you forgot this important part. Ben Affleck went to one of those late night shows. They are all the same to me. I don't know why. But he was like, oh, I would hate for my kids to think, you know, that I was speaking negatively about their mom. I didn't mean it like that. So he basically defended his words, trying to say they didn't mean it like that.
He used the word trapped.
Go ahead.
Trapped with Jennifer Garner. I'm sorry. Have you seen that woman's fake cooking show on Instagram?
And have you seen his back tattoo? Like, I think she was trapped. Babe.
She was, and we all know what was the quote that she says? Like, I'm not a phoenix. Like, or no, she's nobody's ashes. That's what it was. Like, because when he got the tattoo, and she was like, I don't know if that's saying he's rising from like the ashes, and if I'm the ashes, she goes, well, I'll just say this: I'm not the ashes.
Period.
But with that said, Jennifer Lopez has said that she was not offended by it, that the story that she was offended by it is simply not true. I couldn't have more respect for Ben as a father, a co-parent, and a person.
I'm not only disappointed in Ben, but I'm also disappointed in Jen.
And then it makes me more mad at Ben for making me mad at Jennifer Lopez.
Exactly, because if he would have simply shut the fuck up, we would not be here. And it's like, how dare you, you know, say that about Jennifer Garner? Because it wasn't misquoted. It wasn't something that was just purely taken out of context. Like, he said these things.
Yeah.
And for her to be completely divorced and separated, and probably, I think she was in another relationship, to take his ass personally back to rehab and get him Jack in the Box on the way.
Jack in the Box on the way.
She got his ass a Happy Meal on the way. But for you to come and say that he felt trapped by Jennifer Gardner? Are you kidding me right now?
It makes me mad. I don't like that. We got to stop. We as a society have to stop making excuses and like we need to hold people in general accountable. But this is one of those moments where J-Lo, like, just say no comment when people reached out to you. But like, don't defend this man. Cause look, just don't.
You don't look good, you know? And no, it's like, you're also defending the same person who did all that stuff in the early 00s. Like, why did you guys get married?
Yeah. Oh, you said it.
I said it. I'm ready for it.
Why didn't you get married?
Why didn't you get married the first time? And why are you on your second round? So what are we talking about right now?
Yeah.
Honey, like, I get, you know, trying to defend your man, but not when it comes to trashing the mother of his children, who literally does everything in her power to make sure that he's okay.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Doesn't speak ill of him that I know of, at least. And,
you know, we haven't heard it. I'm sure with her girlfriends, of course, but, you know.
Oh, for sure.
She's more mature than me.
Yeah.
The way I would have responded to that interview, I would have been like, I just think it's funny how.
That's the perfect time for that. Oh my God. Well, I mean, I just have to say this. I'm ready for whatever this like music video 2.0 that they're recreating is to be over.
Right.
And I just need J-Lo to move on. And
please.
This really like solidified it for me. At first I was like, I'm into this 2000s thing. And now I'm just like, no.
I'm like, okay, now I've had enough. And didn't even get into the fact that he made an entire movie with his ex-girlfriend and now that movie is not coming out because they can't get along. It's like, this man is clearly the problem. That was Ana de Armas, right? Yeah.
Yes.
They made a full movie. They won't do press for it because they hate each other so much.
Do you think she's mad that he tossed the cutout into the garbage?
I would be. Like, if you're going to do that shit, do it at night. Cut it up in your house. You know?
Not on your way back from your Dunkin' run.
Or let me come and pick it up so I can put it in my house so I can have my own cutout in my house.
Like, yeah, you can try out outfits.
They won't promote the movie, and the poor movie makers, like, they had to sell that shit to Hulu. He's the problem.
He is the common denominator. Also just like stay away from women named Jennifer.
Right. Like, you clearly see that
there's a trend.
There's a trend.
Oh, well, Kaya, I'm so glad that we got to do this. We got to catch up on all of our favorite things, pop culture. And thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Pop Chaser and Hot Off the Mess. And honestly, again, this is Pop Off the Mess While Black. And
right.
A great, again, I don't think we have seen a crossover like this since Avengers, since Hannah Montana and Raven went to the
Real Housewives hotel. Ultimate Girls Trip. Yeah.
Since Girls Trip. Guys obviously can check us out on thedip.com. You can use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. And on social, you can find us anywhere, and we'll be there. We here for you. Right, Kaya?
We're here for you.
And until tomorrow with a brand new batch of headlines, cheers.
Cheers.